while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Ghana received 695 complaints from bank customers in 2023, a 29% reduction of 2022's over 900 complaints. Also, Parliament settles on July 23 as new date for media budget presentation by Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, and also Association of Ghana Industries set to engage Trade and Industry Minister Katie Hammond over legislative instrument on cement pricing. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, solid protection. I am Amesi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. The Bank of Ghana received 695 complaints from customers of banks, specialized deposit-taking institutions, other financial institutions, and payment systems and service providers in 2023. This is against 983 total complaints received in 2022. There's more on the following report.
According to the 2023 Complaints Management Report by the Bank of Ghana, despite the fall in the number of complaints recorded, complaints continue to increase in complexity, thereby requiring more time for resolution. Out of the 695 complaints, 458 were resolved and 237 remain unresolved as at the end of 2023. The complaint resolution rate of 66% was a marginal improvement over the 64% achieved in 2022. Meanwhile, email was the most preferred channel for lodging complaints, accounting for 42% of the total number of complaints reported to the Bank of Ghana in 2023. This was followed by walk-in with 26%. According to the 2023 Complaints Management Report by the Bank of Ghana, email was the most preferred channel because it afforded complainants a more convenient means to provide supporting documentation for their complaints.
While we stay a while longer there, the Bank of Ghana has abolished some fees and charges imposed by banks on customer accounts. Godfred Kujo, head of the Credit Reporting Unit at the Financial Stability Department, explained that the move is aimed at improving market conduct oversight and boost customer confidence in the banking sector.
We are focused on the maintenance of high levels of customer service and satisfaction within our institutions. It is a significant step towards promoting confidence in the banking sector. For instance, through the conduct oversight, the bank has abolished several banking practices and some fees and charges that were deemed unfair and seen to be detrimental to consumer protection for that matter, financial inclusion. And I believe now we are aware that banks should not be charging savings, maintenance fees on savings accounts, over-the-counter withdrawal charges. A number of them have been abolished, and we all have to know that. Now we are.
Godfred Kujo is the head of Credit Reporting Unit of the Financial Stability Department of the Bank of Ghana. Parliament has settled on July 23, 2024 as a new date for the media budget review presentation by Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam. This was contained in a statement announcing the business for the House next week. The presentation should have happened today but was pushed forward due to some concerns expressed by the ministry. Government has already started some stakeholder engagements to seek industry input ahead of that presentation, and we'll surely bring you updates of that when it happens. Now, the Association of Ghana Industries is set to hold fresh engagements with the Trade and Industry Minister Katie Hammond today over cement price control. The move has been influenced by fears the legislative instrument in its current form will hurt the manufacturing firms. Dr. Humphrey Ayimdake is president of the association.
We are engaging the minister, but AGI is on this subject matter. And the minister has admitted that we should meet him.
And that could lead to the proposals by Dr. Otingyesia. Maybe Erdra could help.
Well, I stand on his shoulders. He is a senior citizen in the space. So we pray the prophecy he's just outlined may be the case. But we'll go in and engage accordingly per our mandate.
Dr. Humphrey Ayim Dake is president of the Association of Ghana Industries. Now, Atlantic Lithium Limited has confirmed that its mining lease has been submitted to Parliament. The company recently listed on the Ghana Stock Exchange as part of requirements to enable Ghanaians participate in the operations of the firm.
A statement issued on behalf of the mining firm by the Ghana Stock Exchange said the necessary parliamentary process is now underway for Parliament to ratify the mining lease. Atlantic Lithium this year commenced lithium exploration and production to deliver Ghana's first lithium in commercial quantity at the Awoya Lithium Project in Mankisim in the central region. In addition, the company has also announced that, following the cooperation with the Minerals Commission's investigation into a tragic incident that occurred at the project site on Tuesday, 9 July 2024, which was led by the Chief Inspector of Mines, is ongoing. The site has been released back to Atlantic Lithium and operations have been authorized to recommence.
The Global Executive Director of Solidaridad, Andre De Freitas, has called for special financing schemes to support farmers in oil palm production. He noted that with the right support, farmers can ensure best management practices which will boost production of small-scale palm oil production. He addressed the media after a tour of some artisanal palm oil production sites in Kade in the eastern region.
So I think best management practices, is one of the things. So if you look at a lot of the palm oil farms have very low productivity. So if you invest in best management practices, BMPs, you can raise significantly the production of palm oil and get to maybe 20 tons a hectare of fruit. So that's one key benefit that you have. I think if you look at these type of mills, also support from in terms of finances and loans, and I think it's important to have a financing mechanism that helps producers to invest.
Now, government has handed over the 2.8 billion Cedi emergency support to rural livelihoods and food systems infrastructure projects to beneficiary communities across the country. The ceremony was held at Tojinu in the Volta region. Speaking at the ceremony, Minister for Food and Agriculture, Dr. Brian Echampong, disclosed that processing of food equipment were also provided for women and youth in the communities, amounting to $1.72 million.
The infrastructure projects being handed over today include farm tracks. We are also, thanks to the government and IFAD, constructed 200 hectares water harvesting schemes for smallholder farmers. And very soon we'll be handing over 51 boreholes in different regions. We have constructed 47 drying platforms for smallholder farmers. Additionally, the ESRF supported 229 processing groups and individual smallholder farmers.
And in today's business journal, we take a look at calabash, which has been an essential storage and food utensil in some Ghanaian communities. But the use of the bottle gourd is going extinct in the southern Ghana, mainly due to the increasing patronage of plastics. Anita Sewa Aguja seeks answers to the low patronage of calabash.
When was the last time you ate or drank from a calabash?
It's been a long time I used a calabash, but I prefer the calabash to rubbish.
The government should ban the use of rubbish. I've noticed it affects plant development. It's been 6 months since Adiza, a calabash vendor at Aija Market, made good sales from her wares. Adiza decries the dwindling patronage of calabash. She attributes the decline to the low use of calabash in today's society.
Oh, so say the crab business in it, dear. And what is the person? First, they need to say plastic, I'm a brano.
The influx of plastics has collapsed the calabash business. Hawile Yakubu has been selling Hausa cocoa for the past 17 years. She says customers currently prefer being served in plastic containers. All my customers prefer the rubber. The calabash used to be cheap. It's now expensive. I used to purchase the calabash at 1 or 2 cedis. I know it's healthy to use the calabash, but it's expensive.
What did you want?
Unfortunately, the round gourd plants in places like Techikrome in the Ashanti region are left to rot. Residents are helpless in adding value to the calabash. Due to modernization and the influx of rubber, we now use plastic bowls instead of the calabash. Now we leave them to rot. Plastics have become an integral part of the Ghanaian routine, but their environmental impact raises significant concerns. According to Chariot Energy, plastics can take 20 to 500 years to decompose because it's not natural. Unlike plastics, when the gourd fruit or calabash are left to rot, they are not harmful to the environment and decay naturally without polluting the soil. It is therefore crucial that the use of calabash be encouraged to curtail the menace plastics pose to the environment. For Joy Business, Anita Sewa Ajoga reporting.
And that's by way of a business journal ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank. This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 across Ghana. Hey, my God, don't pay away now, Pedie. Well, winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis in your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from May till July 31, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the ENG draw. Ecobank, a better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. And that's how we end the Joy Business Report. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Game Plan is next.
Joy 99.7 FM. More money, challenge.